And we are joined by Miss Sue Lurvy of the EAA Library.
The EAA Library.
Morning, fellas.
Good morning.
How
are
you doing today?
I'm just fine. A lot of breath. But
I was going to say, we made you run, didn't we?
Just a little bit.
Well, it's all right. It's standard policy for everybody to be a little behind around here. It's just so easy to get wrapped up with things.
It is that.
And we're here to talk about the marvelously underutilized EAA Library.
That's right.
Yes, in some respects, underutilized. That's because we're still sort of a secret after 20-some-odd years.
What's it like to be part of a secret society?
Kind of cool, actually.
You walk around in black clothes
with a
black mask.
I wonder if they have a decoder ring.
It's a secret. I can't tell you.
That's right.
Well, I think we do have a decoder ring in the collection someplace, but I don't get to wear it.
Oh, man. Not even for, like, big occasions?
Nah.
How old is the library, anyway?
Well, the library actually began when EAA began. The handful of fellows who started EAA said right then and there, you know, we need to have a library, we need to share information, and so they started collecting in 1953. Formal library has had some ups and downs. We have obviously been a formal library since EAA moved up here from Milwaukee, but there also was an organized library while the organization was in Milwaukee at the museum, not quite to the extent that we are here, though.
Do you search out books, or do books search out you?
Kind of a little bit of both. Our library is built on our members' donations, and we have an excellent collection of over 10,000 volumes of aviation books, or monographs as they're known. We have manuals of every shape, size, color, form, engine manuals, aircraft manuals, avionics manuals.
So if I had that one-of-a-kind whiz-bang special and I wanted to know something about it, you might be a good resource.
I might be a really good resource.
That's great. What about if I happen to be, say, retiring, I've sold my airplane, but I've got a stack of maintenance manuals that would fill a truck? How do I get a hold of you and say, hey, Susan Lurvy, I got books for you. Would you like them?
You can email me, but we can't take, because of space limitations, we can't take everything. So it would depend on what your airplane was and whether or not we could accommodate taking the manuals. Normally, the manuals we collect are the more rare or manuals for the aircraft that we have in the collection. But the collection was built, the library collection was built on all things, so it's a much wider view than just the airplanes in the collection.
Are there any plans to expand the EAA library?
I don't believe so.
Just the books in it.
Just the books in it.
Pretty soon you're going to be up to your eyeballs in books and everything. What do you do with the excess literary material that you have?
Ooh, that sounds good. Literary material.
Literary material?
Yeah, wow.
And what a lead-in. We have a grand library used book sale every year during AirVenture.
And what do you normally put out there for sale? Is it just a plethora of things?
Well, no. The variety has waned in the past few years, but we have excellent aviation books for the collector or just for, gosh, I need a dollar paperback book to read in the campground while I'm here.
On the way home, yeah.
Yeah, or on the way home, something like that. We've got all kinds of books, and we also have manuals. Have some wonderful old aviation magazines from the 20s and 30s, Sportsman's Pilots. Beautiful magazine, very high-end magazine, about the size of a Life magazine.
I remember those. They were pretty good sized.
Yes, very good size. High quality, heavy paper.
Now, do you actually lend books? Can I go check out a book and then you wait an entire year to get it back?
That's not a good idea. I do lend books, but we are not a lending library like your local public library. I will do interlibrary loan with your local public library. Very informal. They can just send me an email and say, this is your EAA member who's here, and he needs this particular book, and do you have it, and will you loan it to him? In which case, if I have it, then I send it to your local public library, and they will...
Well, I'll make sure I use a different pseudonym then, because otherwise I'll never get anything.
You got that right. Me neither.
What are your library hours, well, for your people that are here on the field?
We're here actually every day, except today, because we'll be closing early because of the gathering. And so we'll be closing between 2 and 3 today. But otherwise, we're here from 8 until 5 every day and on the weekend, this Saturday and Sunday as well. So we're there. I put out new materials every day so that it pays to come back and take a second look or a third look.
So you're like a flea market in that aspect. It changes every day.
Well, I don't like to be called a flea market.
Okay. I'm sorry. You're a priceless aviation resource.
Oh, gosh, that sounds great.
Doesn't that good? Put on your card. That should be on your card.
Yeah.
Well, you know, nowadays everybody does a lot of research online. Does the EAA library have they moved into the 21st century with online references as well?
Oh, well, somewhat, but not as much. Certainly by email, I'll take a reference request. You can email me and say, you know, this is my airplane or this is my aviation project, and do you have information on that? And yesterday I had a fella, and he owns a one-of-a-kind home build called a Kadiak. And it was used, it was raced at Cleveland, and it's gone through a number of owners, and he's trying to piece together the history of that airplane. So it had been to AirVenture back in the 50s. Of course, it wasn't AirVenture then. And I had some pictures of it and some other things. So we were able to find information in the old Sport Aviation magazines and that. Now, of course, he was here, but, you know, he just as well could have been at home and emailed that question to me.
I'm impressed that you could search that up, that, you know, right down to a picture and find it that easily.
Well, in the I have a good portion of our photo collection cataloged so that I can pull it up. But he could have found a lot of the information that was in Sport Aviation right online as a member, because the Sport Aviation Archives is online, and you can look at every issue of the magazine of Sport Aviation from 1953 through 2009. I don't believe 2000.
So we can go back almost to the dawn of the EAA itself, practically.
The first cover was the Wright Brothers.
You think?
Yeah.
I remember them well.
Yes. The original home built.
Yes, indeed. So we do reference work that way through email. Some people, I still get letters from Europe. Some people still just like to write a letter and ask me questions and that.
So in other words, you're still taking requests worldwide then?
Oh, certainly.
Well, I had no idea the outreach was that big.
Do you have a large repository of plans?
We do have plans. The plans are there for research and for study, but and if you're missing a couple of sheets to your plans, we're happy to copy them and just for the price of copying. We don't like to copy full sets of plans, but we can't, and especially if they're currently offered, we don't. But if you need the set of plans, we can do that, but we have a stipulation. You have to sign a waiver that says you will not build a flying aircraft with these plans. And it's the same policy that the Smithsonian uses.
Well, here's a question for you. Now, I do a lot of model airplane shows. I'm the announcer at a lot of them.
Sure.
And they drive me nuts all the time because there are modelers out there that model some very obscure aircraft. Do you get requests from modelers for, like, plan views and 3 views for aircraft?
Absolutely. Modelers have been one of my biggest customers for 25 years.
I'll tell them to stop it. It's making me nuts.
All right. I'll let them know that the next
Fast
time.
Fast Eddie says, no, you can't have it.
No, you just have to be alerted to who's got what model airplane.
You're not kidding, but we've seen some very obscure stuff at a couple of the shows that I do, and it's great that there
Flying
are...
Flying guitar comes to mind.
The one that I'm thinking of was a derivative, I think, of the Fokker D7. It was actually a two-place. They stretched a fuselage on it, and I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking, I know that's a Fokker of some kind, but it is a D7, but yet it's not. And it was
D7 and a half.
It was actually
the 2+2 version.
It was called a C4, and until I actually talked to the owner of this aircraft, I had no clue what it was. And then, oh, okay, it was the observation version. I got online, did some research. Yep, there it is. Okay, good enough. So we figured it out. But I know that modelers, you know, they really go after some obscure stuff.
They do. They really do like that. They want to find the real oddballs so that they can be the hit of the show, you know.
Oh, that's exactly right. And some of them are the hit of the show in more
some
ways
than
one. Some
of them hit the show.
Some of them try, too.
You also have corporate archives, like the history of a particular corporation?
No, no. It's the EAA corporate archives.
Oh.
So we save, I try to save everything that I possibly can get my hands on.
Oh, my goodness.
Between everything EAA, between myself and the curator, we try to save all, you know, mugs, pins, patches.
They've got a file cabinet full of designs on napkins.
Pins. All right, here's a question for you. Now, the EAA yearly pins, I have
yes.
a bunch of them on my hat.
Yes, you do.
You wouldn't happen to have one extra 2003, would you?
Nice.
You'd have to see the curator, Ron Twelman, about that.
All right.
He gets them in, and sometimes he keeps a little stash of a few extras and that.
I'm going to put out the call. I'm looking for a 2003 Air Venture.
Shameless.
Shameless, isn't it?
Yes.
I sure
Very
am.
Very shameless.
I will pay cash for it, too.
Well, thank you for joining us, Sue.
My pleasure.
Excuse me, Susan.
Okay, too.
And we'll have to stop over at the library as soon as we learn how to read.
Yeah.
Just keep working on that.
I keep hoping they have coloring books and crayons for
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
You know?
My first airplane. All right. This is Hot Start, and this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.